U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the U.S. Department of Agriculture have released the 2015 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee's report. This report, a recommendation to the secretaries as they develop the 2015 Dietary Guidelines for Americans that will be released later this year. Unfortunately, according to the beef industry, the pork industry, the report is inconsistent and if adopted could lead to conflicting dietary advice. According to Shailene McNeil, registered dietitian with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, these guidelines clearly are off the mark.
Well, I think the bottom line is what we're seeing here is that this advisory committee's report is very inconsistent and misleading. You know, on the one hand, it does recognize the role of lean meats in a healthy diet. Specifically, it suggests that we eat about 12 and a half ounces per week. That's the same number of servings that were recommended back in 2010. But on the other hand, it says that we also need to eat a diet lower in red meat. So you can see that that's pretty inconsistent and very misleading because the bottom line is lean meat is red meat today. So I think that what we need the report to do as it becomes a policy report is get a lot clearer that what we're really looking to do is have Americans choose lean meats more often and not focus on lower in red meat.
Shailene, I know that there's been a lot of talk about the process and how these particular recommendations came to be. And from your understanding, from your conversation with some of the folks who were in the room, how did this advisory committee of 14 folks, how did they come up with this recommendation that de-emphasizes red meat?
You know, there's been a lot of discussion and confusion about the terminology of lean meats versus red meats, et cetera. And I think one of the limitations is that the scientific evidence isn't really clear in every study what is lean meat, what is red meat, what is processed meat. But the bottom line is there really is good evidence to consistently show that you can eat lean meat like beef as part of a diet that's also rich in fruits and vegetables and whole grains, that healthy dietary pattern, and have great health outcomes. You can lose weight, manage your cholesterol, lower your blood pressure, and that's what we think is important for this report. That's what's not still clear enough for us in this report, and that's what we're going to be working towards as this report becomes a policy report.
As this advisory report was set to be released, I know there was a lot of discussion that included in it would be a talk about sustainability of the livestock raised, not just nutrition.
There is in the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee report that we're seeing today, there is some discussion about sustainable diets. There's some discussion specifically that sustainable diets are those that have more plant-based foods and less animal-based foods. And again, that is a concern because the focus of this advisory committee and the expertise of this advisory committee is nutrition, not environment. So I think that the charter for the advisory committee is clear, and that is that these guidelines and the final recommendations that will appear in the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Report at the end of the year need to focus on nutrition.
I know this is not what you wanted to see come out of the advisory committee, ideally, but yet this is not the end of the line, the final recommendation coming from the government as of yet. What's ahead? How does the industry respond, and do you have hope for getting some things turned around?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a long process. We've been working on it for years before today, and we're going to continue working on it over the course of the next year. Immediately, we are responding in the media and addressing some of the inconsistencies in the report and working with our affiliates and state partners to do that as well in the overall industry in a collaborative effort. I mean, we're going to continue very soon to see the opportunity to provide public comments. We encourage our producer stakeholders as well as medical and health professionals out there to get engaged in the discussion as well. Keep your eye on beefusa.org for ways for key points to submit through the public comments process over the coming days. And continue, as I said, you know, it's a long process. So the Dietary Guidelines for Americans are expected to be released later this year. So we've got more time to work on it and make sure that the scientific evidence is driving those final recommendations and that final report is very clear that Americans should be choosing lean meats more often for their health, and that includes red meat.
A few weeks back, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack in El Reno, Oklahoma, with Richard Gephardt, NCBA treasurer, being questioned about these guidelines, and he seemed to express some misgivings about leaving meat out of the guidelines. He's a decision maker, isn't he?
Oh, well, of course, you know, he's a decision maker, and we can have an impact too through our public comments, and producers can as well, and helping guide the solutions for this. And I think one of the things that certainly we see now is that there is inconsistencies. And the other thing to keep in mind is that this is an advisory committee report. It's not a final report. It only is going to serve in an advisory role. So there is an opportunity for us as stakeholders in this conversation to weigh in and contribute direction about how important it is to be clear that lean meat is red meat and that lean meats are clearly part of a healthy dietary pattern. There's hundreds of scientific studies to support that, and helping translate that into these dietary guidelines for Americans that can really help people who enjoy eating beef. And 90% of people are eating beef regularly. Half of people eat beef on any given day. They're going to be including beef in their diets, and we want to help them include beef as part of their healthy dietary pattern.
Finally, Shailene, kind of going along with these dietary guidelines, it seems like there's a lot of folks that simply don't understand the value of red meat in the diet based on some of the evidence, some of the research that's been done, things like the BOLD study that's out there. How do we bring along the influencers, folks that, for example, make up this advisory committee, these type of folks, how do we get them up to speed on some of these values that we're discovering through research, the value of red meat today?
I think it's an ongoing challenge. I mean, there are long-held beliefs about the role that beef plays in health, and we have excellent research, a lot of it funded and supported through the Beef Checkoff, that tells a very different and a new and a positive story about the role that lean meat plays in a healthy diet. The BOLD study is one of those. But I do think we're making progress, and we continue to see more of the scientific community and more health professionals accepting research like the BOLD study. Just within the last couple of weeks, we've seen a major mainstream media like Better Homes and Garden continue to cover the results of the BOLD study. We see registered dietitians at retail grocery store, large chains like Hy-Vee grocery store, using the BOLD study to do a lean beef, heart healthy campaign. You know, February is Heart Month. So we're seeing how that research is getting translated. There's still more work to do, and that's why I'm making sure that these dietary guidelines for Americans do include lean meat as part of a healthy diet, and do recognize red meat as a lean meat is so important to helping people build healthier diets today.
Registered dietitian with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Shailene McNeil, talking with us about these dietary guidelines recommended by an advisory council to the Health and Human Service Department and Department of Agriculture earlier today. Still to come, a lot more conversation, including a public comment period about these guidelines will be forthcoming. The U.S. meat industry vowing to weigh in to let folks know that lean meat is indeed red meat in this day and age, and that it's an important part of today's healthy lifestyle diet. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.